The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And you know what? I don't need your fucking handouts, okay?
Like in school?
That's not true, though. Some people are always like, I'm too proud. I won't take your handouts. I will take your handouts. I am proud, but I'll begrudgingly take your handout. If you want to give them to me, I'll take it. I'll be like, I really don't want this, but all right.
I thought it was like a handout at school, like going, all right, pass this around.
Remember they used to have dittos?
That's what people call them, too. Some people would call them dittos, some people call them handouts.
Well, because there was like a ditto machine. It wasn't like a copy machine, like way back when. It was an entirely different process, I'm pretty sure. Sometimes they'd have like a weird smell to them.
Yeah, you get high on it.
The thing is, when we were kids, it was like that. Anyone younger, they have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
When we were in school, when you printed something up, you had to like fold and tear away the sides of it, remember? The spool?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. None of those first printers, when you printed it, it had the holes on the side and you had to fold it and tear them out?
Oh, like those old school computer printers like
that?
Yeah,
because the paper, that's the way the paper was. It was like a big roll of paper.
That I know, yeah. Yeah. Like I imagine like a spreadsheet with like the and you'd have, like, the perforated edge.
The teacher always had different ways of handing things out. One would give the whole stack to, like, one student. You'd have to pass it around.
Take one down and pass it around.
Which, for some reason, I always hated that. I don't know why.
You know what? I enjoy when the teacher just, listen, you go around and give everyone their shit.
Or if they pass something around, like, look, like, here's this picture of this. And then, like, I'm at the end.
Yeah, no, that's your responsibility to get up and go give it back.
Yeah.
Really, what you could do, though, is just hand it right back up. Like, here, hand that back up.
Or usually I just, like, leave it, like, whatever. He can fish it later.
I dump it on the floor.
Or they do the thing where they just walk around and hand them out.
Yeah, that I like. Sometimes
you know they lick their fingers to get the pages off sometimes?
Well, they lick their fingers if they're going to penetrate me, because I'm not wet.
But you ever see your teacher do that? They're like, and then they count the pages.
Also in the porn, chicks do that. Because I don't know why. I guess it's not hot getting fucked by a stranger. So they lick their fingers and get themselves a little bit wet. You know what I'm talking about?
You watch way too much porn. You're seeing all these little things.
I see every detail. They do that, though. You see them lick their fingers and kind of, you know, like, okay, I'm ready now.
You should write a book.
Of all the things I see in Mark's book of porn.
Mm-hmm.
But people will think if there's pictures in there. You know, that is a good idea, because they'll be like, oh, shit, I want to see this book. Don't think there's pictures, but it's just me talking.
By the way, we got to get that Tinsley Reagan on, because...
Why won't you ever ask her?
Because she is hilarious, because the other day she said, she was talking about girls crying, and she said, the only thing that should fall from a girl's eyes is cum, never tears. Very wise woman.
She's funny. In case you don't know who she is, she's just some porno chick.
Yeah, we say porno star, but it's kind of like, not really. There's no porno stars right now, really.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no, like, really big names that, like, everyone knows. That kind of died away with, what's her face?
Thinking about...
What's her name?
What?
Who am I thinking of? One who fucked up her face with plastic
surgery? Janet Jameson.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how the people that were actually in the porn industry, they got to be, like... First of all, they know that they're like, they got to be making way less money than they did before.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen.
And even years ago, remember in like the late 90s, early 2000s, if you wanted to see a porn set, you always had to pay to get on it. Like there was always a paywall.
Oh, they were bullshit back then. Sometimes you could see like a little clip.
I was thinking they probably, you know, I could see the porn industry going to Congress and having them regulate porn more.
If they were smarter, they would. No more free porn. You want porn, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, because like, hey, porn, they could be like, we're with this congressman who's, you know, the congressman's some Christian guy, but he's thinking like, hey,
if you regulate it more,
it's too accessible to my
kids.
But if it's regulated where you have to, you know, pay and be an adult to get it, because putting a link that goes, are you 18? That's not going to stop.
Yeah,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
sure, okay, I guess I am. Yeah, that's not very, I mean, why bother even having that there?
Why don't, the sites have free...
Wait, why don't we just say that at a liquor store? You don't need to show your ID anymore. There's like an 8-year-old, and it's like, hey, you 21?
Yeah. Because if right, not, turn here. Around.
You sure?
Yep. Yes, sir. Why don't you do that for those, like, okay. sites with free music and stuff? It's like, do you have this album at home already? Fair use? Yeah, you know what I do, but I lost it, so...
It's at home somewhere. No, I just want to listen to it here. Listen, I'm at a friend's house. I have it at home.
Yeah, I
want to
download it, so... But yeah, it's like, are you 18? You just click through, and there
sure,
you are.
Yeah.
But if it's, you don't have to pay. But if you're in the porn industry... I guess they think that's a slippery slope, and next thing you know, they can't even make shit anymore.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to start on that road, because you know there's a lot of nuts out there, religious freaks, and they just want porn gone. I think they might have started on that road. Remember with the regulating condom use?
Do you think that's what it was for? Like, all right, no one's going to want to watch porn with condoms.
Yeah, because why the fuck do you care if in porn is wearing a condom or not? That's
really,
his choice. You're in a fucking adult.
Are you really focusing on that?
You don't have to. Listen, it's my decision if I wear a condom or not. And now you're going to force them to wear them?
Well, they're saying that it was because they can regulate industries. Like, you know, they can say, like, hey, we need safety in industry. You got to wear a hard hat and you got to wear safety glasses. And, you know, steel-toe boots in certain places.
Yeah.
So it's an industry, so you got to wear condoms. We don't want people getting AIDS.
Yeah, I know, but
every few years you hear about it, like, oops.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare, but it does happen.
Rock Bottom has AIDS, did you hear?
It's, something, it was sad, I know. Somebody sneaks through, gets something, and now there's, like, a little bit of an outbreak, and, you know, it happens. I mean, they are tested all the time, but that shit doesn't show up right away in your system.
Nope.
So you can get tested and, you know, be fine, but meanwhile, you're still passing it around.
You would know.
I do know. I'm an expert.
All right, you know who I'm sick of hearing about?
Me?
This Taylor Swift chick.
She's a country singer, right?
Wow, pop singer, really. I'm so sick of hearing about, first of all, every 2 days she's dating some new pop guy. Like
I heard, is that the one who...
She Kennedy.
Dates a lot of... Wait, is it the one who dates a lot of guys, but they all dump her because she doesn't want
to
put out?
Yeah, she's like... supposedly, according to TMZ and them, is that she just likes to make out. She never has sex because she doesn't want anyone to think she's a slut. Which,
wait,
by the way, is stupid.
Think, well, yeah, I know. Of course it's stupid, but are blowjobs on the table, do you think?
I don't think so.
Come on, there got to be something.
Because if you're just dating a bunch of guys when you're a 22, 23-year-old girl, people just assume... They don't think you're... This girl, she acts like she's 15 still. And it's a fully grown woman.
I don't want people to think I'm a slut. I don't want to... I mean, that is a ridiculous mindset.
And every fucking song, and I don't realize that she doesn't really write them, you know, she might collaborate, but it's about being dumped or some guy doing wrong to her or, you know, some guy, you know, left her or cheated on her. And by the way, can a guy dump you without being an asshole? Can you just say, you know what, I'm not interested anymore?
No, because you're hurt.
Is this the fucking...
The thing
bullshit?
Is, if you have a rash of guys dumping you, what's the one common denominator in that equation? You, perhaps? You are the problem? There's something wrong with you where guys cannot fucking stand you? That doesn't occur to you, huh?
This is what's wrong. Like, young girls now think that if a guy dumps him, he's automatically an asshole. I don't think just because somebody dumps you, they're an asshole.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I don't like you. I can't fucking stand it. You know what? Maybe the guy is an asshole. Maybe he just wanted to bang you for a little bit, and maybe that was his sole intention. Yeah, okay, dude's an asshole. Okay, I'll give you that. But not every fucking single time there's a breakup. Is that the case? You know, maybe you're a fucking bitch. Who knows?
There comes
I don't
a time
know
if you're
on.
With someone for a year or two,
and maybe yeah, sometimes
you can't say you were being used unless he was cheating on you and stuff.
Yeah, maybe some kind of monetary thing. Maybe you know.
So she was dating this guy from One Direction, some Brit guy.
Yeah.
And at the Grammys,
was it Harry?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
In the Grammys,
he's got ripped abs. That guy.
At the Grammys, she was singing that song. What the fuck is her new hit? Her latest hit.
Don't ask me because I don't know.
But whatever it is, in the middle she did a speaking part in a fake British accent. And then he like called me right back and said, I want you back. And I said, no way, we are never getting back together. That's the song she was singing. And I'm like, first of all...
Oh, no, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I thought I remembered. I knew what song you're talking about, but I don't know.
We're never getting back. We're never getting back together.
I think I might have heard that. I'm forced to listen to the radio while I'm at
work.
Well,
she has two of that one's out, and then the other one's I Should Have Known You Were an Asshole When We First Started. It's like all the same, you know.
Yeah,
it's a 15-year-old girl's mindset.
Well, but, I mean, on the one hand, maybe she's smart because that's who's buying
her
shit. Oh,
yeah, that's what she's marketing it towards.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why it sounds like that.
I mean, she's not marketing it towards 35-year-old women with kids.
Yeah, listen.
My kids are keeping me up at night. No one's singing about that.
You know who? You know who does turn to that though?
Comedians.
Yeah, comics. They have their fucking acts, and then all of a sudden, when they have kids, they fucking turn into Ray Romano.
Yeah, my kids. They're my wife, who I'm scared of for some reason.
Well, I don't, we should put out an album and just sing about how we got dumped. Track one. I knew you were the wrong girl for me. Track two.
No, you know, but I couldn't do it and not be funny. I'd have, you know, funny reasons.
She's angry at every dude that dumps her. Every dude. Did she that one about slashing the guy's tires? Like, that'll show him to cheat. Like, you know what? A guy cheat on you, he's an asshole. Move on.
Oh, you know what would be great? Is if she did slash a guy's tires for cheating on her, and he fucking had her arrested. Because you understand that's illegal.
It's not illegal to cheat on you. But it is illegal for you to shit my fuck.
What? Did you shit my fuck? What's going on over
it
here?
It is illegal for you to smash up my car because I...
Or slash my tires.
That's listen, you know what? We've all probably been cheated on. You move on. You're like, all right, that person's an asshole. Not very nice.
Shit happens. You move relationships on. Work and then they don't work.
You don't, you know, murder their family because they fucking cheat on you. Who cares?
I mean, beat them up a little bit. You know, a little... I mean, to rough them up. That's fine.
I don't know. You know, I know, like we said, this song was marketing, but she seems to be a little bit not very mature. And I think when you become a star at 15 years old, I think it kind of stunts your growth as a person.
Do you think she's still that 15-year-old yeah. girl inside?
Because she's not living a normal life.
Dude, that'd be so hot if I fucked her then. Oh, shit.
You can't. She's not into
I'll
it.
I'll marry her.
From what I've heard... And
I'll marry her. She's going to be a slut if I marry her?
Somebody leaked reports that she likes to make out for like 4 or 5 hours at a time.
The thing is...
And then you don't even get to have sex after that.
It's got to go somewhere. I mean, she use her hand, use her... Something. Dude, come on.
It's like a merry-go-round.
It can't... She just can't leave it at that. I don't care how weird you are, but I guess being like hot... And famous, I mean, she can get away with that for a little bit.
It seems like not very long.
Yeah, because listen, if you're doing this with famous guys, sure, for a very short amount of time, they'll be like, okay. Because they just assume, like, all right, I'll fuck her in a little bit.
You know what she should do? Date a regular dude.
Yeah, if she dated a regular guy,
Mark,
he would put
Mark
up with
would
that
date her
forever.
For years. Like, I'm dating a star. First of all, she's got way more money. She's got plenty of money.
Way more. Moments twice as much money as me. Perhaps 2.5 times.
So that's a good thing about that.
Yeah, if she dated a regular guy, we'd just fucking put up with it.
And by the way,
she's hot and famous.
If you or I could date Taylor Swift and she wasn't putting out, I just pretend she was and like, yeah, I'm dating Taylor Swift because people would be jealous.
Yeah, well, I don't have to pretend. You just don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly
hey, Mark,
fine.
Are you having sex with her or is she not putting out?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Listen, man, I don't
kiss. You'd be surprised.
I don't kiss and tell. No, oh, so you only kissed her, huh?
No, you say things not... answering, but making it like you're answering. Like, oh, you'd be surprised.
You know what I'd
do?
After a few months, I'd fucking ask her to marry me.
Yeah, and once you're married, now you could bang. Remember, Jessica Simpson did that shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I only...
Well, I don't think she's that. She's not like, I'm not having sex before I'm married. It's just she's not, you know, she's not going to every guy. You're not meeting her the next day, getting in bed, getting in the sack with her.
Well, wait a minute. These chicks who, you know, the fucking weirdos that don't want to have sex before marriage, it's weird. It really doesn't make much sense because, okay, you're holding yourself or whatever the fuck the term is, and you get married, now you can have sex, then all of a sudden the marriage doesn't work out, you're divorced, and now you have a free pass to go out and fuck. That doesn't fly. By rights, you should not have sex again. Until you're married, till you're remarried, right?
Well,
right.
Here's the thing,
but it doesn't work that way. Now all of a sudden, she got a divorce, and now she's out banging anybody.
If you're a person who says, "Listen, I wait till marriage because sex is sacred," all this shit, you should never get divorced. Because if you believe that you couldn't have sex till you got married, then you also believe you should never get divorced.
Well, listen.
So don't. You're stuck.
I'm not going to go with that, because like I said...
Well, no. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite.
Well, listen. Sometimes shit doesn't work out. And you can't...
Hey, sometimes shit doesn't work out and you have sex before you're married.
Wait. But you can't just say, even if things aren't working out, I'm not going to get a divorce. Because if you're a fucking husband, like, get the fuck away from me. I hate you. We're getting a divorce. No. You know? You can't just stay. The other person wants out.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. How are you? Like, you might not want a divorce, but get the fuck out of my face. But then, like I said, you should not have sex again. What happened to these high morals? You weren't going to have sex until marriage. You're not married anymore. No more fucking. You wait till you get married again.
Well, call him up and tell him.
Who, him? His or hers?
Not him. M.
All right. M. M for what? Marriage?
Them. It's a shortened them.
Oh,
M.
Okay. It's funny because if a guy is a super weirdo like that, which is rare, like, I'm not having sex until marriage, it's because he's gay.
Let me tell you something.
That's a gay act.
Do people even think that's normal? Like, if you say that, don't people just automatically, maybe not to your face, but they'll automatically think something wrong with that person? In most normal circles. Like, if you're at work and, like, and you announce to the office, like, at lunch, you're like, yeah, well, you know what? I don't have sex because I'm not married. I'm waiting.
You know what? You know what's weird? Some people will think that's strange, but on the other hand, and I don't like this, I don't agree with it, some people will have, like, a high regard for you. Do you know what I mean? They'll take
I don't
that.
Think so. I really don't.
You don't think that some people will? They'll have respect for that?
Maybe an old person, but if it's your peers...
Wait... It's funny you should say that, because I'm thinking of my mom. If somebody said that, I bet my mom would be like, see that?
Your
you
mom's
see that?
Religious and
that's,
old.
That's nice.
It's a lethal combination.
She's both. Yeah.
Religious and old is a lethal combination if you want to talk about...
Crazy? My mom's religious, old, and a woman.
What?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Has it all.
What does your mom think about the Pope leaving?
I haven't talked with her about it. I don't know.
Should I ask her?
I don't really care. So.
Does your mom have, like, pictures of the Pope and stuff? Or does she not go that far?
No. There's no pictures around.
Because some people do. Like, they have the pictures.
Oh, yeah. They're super. We call them popers.
I have a picture of every single pope in the history of popedom.
I don't think there were pictures of the first pope.
Well,
maybe
paintings,
a painting.
Paintings.
Yeah, what did the first pope look like, I wonder?
There's a supposed girl pope that I read probably didn't exist.
There's a lot of that stuff. Like, when I see these specials on, like, the lost books of the Bible... You know how when they say that, you know, the Bible is put together, there's like a shitload of books, and they kind of just picked and choose what they wanted in it? One of them was the Gospel according to...
Mark.
No, they had that in there. They kept that one.
Mike.
That one they took out. But another one was a chick. They said that apparently there was a female apostle.
Chicks weren't allowed to read.
I don't know. They said there was, you know, like Jesus did have a female apostle, and they just didn't put it in there. So who knows if any of that shit's true?
Well, there's some story about this girl dressed up as a man, went to, you know, through all the shit, became a great priest and all that, then moved up, got to be pope, and then they found out it was a dude.
No, I mean a chick? Found out it was a chick?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Chick. Wait, are you a dude? Because we think you're a dude.
So that's why they have, like, some chair with a hole in it, and they have to, when you first become pope, they have to stick their hand up there and grab you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what it is. Look it up.
I have to grab the Pope's ball? There's a ball grabber for popes?
No, it's not true, but I'm saying that's what they said was true. That there was some special chair with a hole in it, otherwise known as a toilet. And the guy would put his hand up through it and...
Shit in my hand.
Like, oh, I'm going to grab his... You know, kind of like... what's his name? The Australian guy. Crocodile Dundee did in that one movie. Because remember he got burned because he...
Oh, you know, crazy enough... You know what the name of that movie was? Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. Remember he got burned because he thought the guy was the girl's hot and ended up being a dude?
Yeah, and then later on he was talking to some old lady, and you know, sometimes the ladies just look like men sometimes, mm-hmm. And so he fucking grabbed her snatch. She was into it though.
I don't think Crocodile Dundee was I think he was just stupid pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know what's funny? Only in TV does that happen where a guy will just randomly grab a woman's snatch or vagina for the layperson. and they'll be into it. In real life, a woman's screaming and she'll fucking punch you in the face.
I liked when Crocodile Dundee, some Doberman pincers came by when he was number two and he was breaking into that criminal's mansion and he had like this thing with his hand and the dog's all like laid down.
Yeah, he had some special dog powers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of too in the movie Airplane, or was it Airplane? It was on an airplane. I don't know. It might have been one of those.
Top Gun.
No. But somebody like fell in the plane and his like face went, he went face first into a woman's crotch, and instead of like screaming or, "Hey, get off me," she goes, "What?" Like I said, only in TV. Everyone's into everything. No matter what happened, I'm fucking into it.
Well, listen, if she hasn't, you know,
it doesn't matter. This is in reality, people aren't going with it.
They might.
And next time, go on a public bus, and if you see a woman, start fucking grabbing.
You know what? The women on public buses, not really for me.
Some of them are hot. Going to work in the morning. Some people take public transportation.
I don't know.
Oh, that reminds me. More Mark porn talk. I see some of this Japanese stuff. Japanese groping porn. And it's just a guy on a bus, and he just molests a woman. And it's got to be set up. But how the fuck do you... What, do you rent out a bus?
You could.
I guess. They must. They must rent out a bus and just have people standing there. Because... And the chick never says anything. I think for, like, us Westerners, when we see this, we might think it's true just because we have this idea in our heads of,
I think Japan is a Western... I know they're in the East.
They're Eastern, though.
But they're known... Like,
I mean, they're Westernized, but yeah. They're, you know, they're in the East.
Here's, oh, you know what I read about Japan?
Let me finish my
thought. I don't know if I mentioned
thought.
This, because I was bored with that. If... Not if.
See, when? Screwed me up.
Oh, yeah, maybe I mentioned this, but I don't know. The Japanese, they did a study of all these countries, and they were like the least sexual country of the Westernized countries.
You did tell me the story. Yeah.
On and the
I
air?
Yes, on the show, and I disagreed. And why do you disagree? It's me, Mike Clay Jr. And then it's, let me explain it to you, dummy. And then I went into the whole thing.
Oh. All right, well, if that's the way it is. So what do you think about this, Mark? I never asked you.
Well, I don't like it. I don't approve. I'll
the
be right
Atlanta
out there.
Braves baseball team had his hat.
What?
They put on a hat.
They put on a hat.
And their old Indian logo where he was screaming. It was Chief Nakahoma.
And what, who the Indians were all
Well,
anti-
do you know what Chief Nakahoma is? Nakahomer.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I caught on to that one.
Good one. And they decided that they're not going to do that anymore because a few people are up in arms. What do you think about teams stealing Indians' logos and stuff?
I mean, listen... I don't know who gives a fuck, but you know, I understand where the Indians are coming from. Like, listen, you fucking came here and you stole our lands, and now you're making a mockery of our ancestors.
Well, it's like,
and then I see where they're coming
people
from.
People are all like, "Oh, I'm sick of this country being PC." And I'm like, that's not really the same thing. This isn't people complaining that people are swearing too much. Like, this is people, you're taking people's images of them.
Like, we own this whole fucking country. You came in here, you murdered us, and now you said, "All right, remember how you used to wander around this whole country? You can stand in that spot.
Right over there and sell cigarettes.
Right there."
All
and
right.
Then later on they come in and say, "Remember I said you could stand in that spot? Yeah.
We need to build something.
You're going to move to this spot, and it's only half the size of your last spot. Sorry.
If you want, you can have some tables with poker in them."
Yeah, and now we're trying to get our hands on that money. Now they're trying to, like, "Well, wait a minute, because they're making too much money over
there."
Wait
a minute, people are actually going to your poker places?
Yeah, like, it used to be, we have Indian reservations near us, and the gas used to be super cheap. It was worth it to take the drive down there. It was that much cheaper. And now, they're fucking, it's not worth the drive for the gas anymore. The prices went up, and I think, you know, they paid less taxes and stuff, and now things are different.
I just don't think it's the same thing as people being uptight. I think it's a kind of a racist thing.
It is. It's not the same kind of thing.
Listen, they used to use black people's stuff in logos and stuff. They quit that. Although Aunt Jemima's still around.
Yeah, we still have Miss Butterworth. She's a whole bottle.
Miss Butterworth is a white woman.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, she is.
I don't think so.
You're thinking of Aunt Jemima.
They're two different people. I know, but I
Mrs. Butterworth's like a big fat white Southern woman.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she invented it.
That's she invented herself?
That's her syrup recipe.
We're going to have to look into that. I don't know.
Can you still buy it? Is it still coming out like a giant Mrs. Butterworth jar?
A jar? I think it's a bottle.
Because in the old days, you get the bottle, and it looked like Mrs. Butterworth.
I don't know.
It's like Mrs. Butterworth wearing a dress.
Okay. I still think it's a black woman, but okay. I'm not 100%.
Google, is Mrs. Butterworth white or black?
I'm not going to do it now while we're fucking doing this shit.
Yeah, I mean, they're seizing Aunt Jemima.
All right. Maybe I am confusing the two. I don't know. We'll have to check it out after the show.
Well, I mean, she's brown, Mrs. Butterworth, because it's a brown jar.
She may look black, but she's not. Okay.
Well, if I make a syrup container of Mark, are you black all of a sudden?
Well, yeah, that little me is.
Hey, did you get that new Mark Divo syrup?
Mm-hmm. You couldn't paint the outside my color?
I suppose you could.
It's delicious. Oh, wait. Make a novelty one, and the syrup doesn't come out of my head, just have a penis. And that's where the syrup comes out. Wouldn't that be cool?
We should put out our own syrup.
Penis syrup.
You don't like real maple syrup, do you?
I don't give a shit. Whatever syrup I buy.
Syrup, well, I know you're not. I know you're not buying maple because it's like $8 for like this tiny little
then
thing.
No, I'm not. Whatever, listen.
Have you ever had actual real maple syrup?
No idea. No clue. Whatever syrup.
How do you
is
not
there,
know?
Because it's syrup. You know what syrup is? Syrup.
No, it's not. It's a complete. First
I don't.
Of all,
but I, for me, I do not. Care.
Natural maple syrup is from the tree. That's where, and the sweetness comes from an. It's a natural sweetness.
Yeah. Don't care.
Your and it's like. For like, you know, a pint, it's like $10, $15. Your shit is all like, it's just basically just corn syrup with a little coloring.
Yeah. Remember when I said I don't care? Don't give a shit. Like, I might have had it. Who knows?
But who goes through life and never tries it?
I don't know if I did or not, because I don't care.
You're a fucking weirdo.
I know.
You don't try things. You don't live.
I live. My heart's beating a mile a minute because I'm nervous.
Your heart's beating, but you ain't living. You're alive, but you're not living is what they like to say.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
A guy who never tried syrup?
I've had syrup. And I, like I said, I don't know if I've ever had it or not.
You have whatever they have at Denny's and probably like, you know, Mrs.
Butterworth.
You probably don't even buy that. You probably buy the cheap kind.
Oh, I do buy the cheap
kind. And maples. That's one of the ones I see that's cheap.
Well, listen, whatever the cheapest syrup is, that's what I buy. It's not even Aunt Jemima. It's Aunt Jamie.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm reminded of when I said about the having the penis bottle for syrup?
Mm-hmm.
My father, when I was a kid,
oh, boy.
had this like monk toy. It was like a doll, but it was just a monk in a brown robe.
What was a monk toy?
I don't know where we got it from.
It's gonna be action packed. Monks sit there and pray all day.
No. Well, hear me the fuck out.
What kind of play? Like, what are you doing? Playing? But you're just sitting there. Well, he's a monk. He's praying.
That's what he does.
He just fold his legs and sit him there.
All right. The monk, he's in his brown robe. He stands there. And what you do is you push down his head and a huge erection pops up. Okay.
This is a toy that he had when he was a kid.
No, this is a toy when he had he's an adult.
Oh.
It's in the house.
Your mom allowed this?
Yep. And I recall.
How you?
All right. Well, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Go on.
Christ. I remember my father's a prankster. He brought that to a church picnic, and he gave it to the nun at our church. Hey, sister, come here. Look at this. And, he got it. Hey, push down on the head. And bam, this pops up in her face.
Was she mad?
Nah, she laughed.
She doesn't even know what that is.
She doesn't know what that is. She knows biology.
How much do old school nuns really know about sex?
I'm sure they weren't born nuns. The thing, who knows at what point a woman decided to become a nun? She might have had lovers. Hell, she might have been married at some point and decided, and after she got divorced, like, you know what?
But if you go back to, like, the 50s nuns, they were probably a little more strict. They were probably, like, at 16 went into the nunnery.
Yeah, maybe.
So you figure that there was some that, like, just
As I've said
never.
Before, though, we kind of romanticize different eras. And
that's
we give them...
It's so romantic, not having sex your whole life.
We do that with their morals, and we just assume they never did anything. But meanwhile, throughout all of history, everyone's fucking. They didn't need to be married. They just kept it on the down low. So really, who knows what people were doing?
You know what they weren't doing in the 50s?
Listening
to
the
podcast.
Hot Shot Wiz Kids podcast. Correct. They weren't.
They missed out.
Yet.
They missed out on all our wise words.
At some point, time travel is going to be prevalent, and then we'll see. We'll see.
That'd be nice.
We'll fuck up all the timelines. We're just going to be piping our shit into the past.
Wouldn't it be already fucked up by now?
No, I imagine you can't really screw up the timeline. You just branch off different timelines. Ours is always going to be intact. There's just going to be a bunch of different dimensions.
And that's why we don't have any time travels around. When people say, like, well, we know time travel never was invented because there's no time traveling.
It did. It could. If a time traveler popped into this room right now, we would just start a whole new timeline. And then we'd have the original one. We're still yapping. And then you'd have that new one where there's some naked time traveler in here with us.
I said, I'm positive that in the next 100 to 200 years, maybe even less, but I'll
Tomorrow.
For my prediction, I'll say that we will be able to send files and information back in time through the internets.
All right.
I think it's possible. Right. Didn't we talk about this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Mark my words.
Did we end the show already?
You did.
All right, let's end it again. HotshotWizKids.com, Full Swords, Mini Swords, Shut Up and Watch the Movie.
Check it all on there.
Things.
Also,
Hotline.
Coming up, we're going to have, if you missed out on the first 100 episodes, we're going to have the Hotshot Wiz Kid Archives, where you can re-listen to the first 100 episodes.
Yes, yes.
Well, not all of them, because I'm going to release them like
a few times. We're going to start re-releasing the older ones if you're interested.
They're kind
of
shitty, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So look into that when it comes about. All right, HotshotWizKids.com.